بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. Dear respected brothers, sisters, young and elders, welcome to the third halaqa of the stories of al-anbiya. قصص الأنبياء القصص الحق. We are still learning from the story of Adam alayhi salam. Because as we said before, our purpose is not to tell the story and move on. We want to take lessons. So today, among the things that inshallah will be mentioned, three important points. The first one, which is the most probable hour that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke of, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the dua on the day of Friday. So today inshallah we will learn the most probable hour. The second point, we will emphasize once again the importance of balance in Islam and how Islam balances everything. And through that brings happiness, tranquility in the life of the human being. The third point, how six words in the story of Adam alayhi salam, precisely in the first three ayat, change the mentality and point of view of Dr. Jeffrey Lang, whom we started talking about in relation to the story of Adam alayhi salam. Six words changed his mentality. So let us begin by reminding the brothers and the sisters that we are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We go to kings, rich people, and they do ikram for us. In the house of Allah, everybody is entitled to Allah's ikram. And Allah's ikram is forgiveness, mercy, blessing, and the list goes on and on, alhamdulillah. So my dear respected brothers, young and elders, the first point we would like to mention today is that the story of Adam alayhi salam is a solved example. You know how teachers use an example to explain math, right? You know what I'm talking about? They say, okay, I'm going to solve an example to you to explain the lesson to you, and you use this example to do all the other examples. So the story of Adam alayhi salam is a solved example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, look, this story will be repeated with you all the time because you are the sons of Adam, the daughters of Adam. It will happen with you all the time. And the different scenes of this story were narrated in seven surahs of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrated the different scenes. When we put all the scenes together, we will have the full story in addition to the hadith. So every lesson we learn in the story of Adam, definitely it will come with us during our life in one way or another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen Friday as our weekly holiday. In that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam. We have the hadith narrated by Imam Muslim rahimahullah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ. The best day upon which the sun has risen is the day of Friday. فيه خلق الله آدم وفيه أدخل الجنة وفيه أخرج منها. On that precise day, Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam. On that same day, a Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admitted him in Jannah, and also on a Friday, he was taken out of it. Another hadith narrated by Imam Muslim, that the Prophet ﷺ took the hand of Hadrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, Ya Abu Huraira, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a turba, the soil, on Saturday, the mountains on Sunday, the trees on Monday, al-makruh, the ability to do bad and evil, on Tuesday, wa khalaqa an-nur, the ulama say in the interpretation of this hadith, goodness, good things, the ability to do good. On Wednesday, وَبَثَّ فِيهَا الدَّوَابِ يَوْمَ الْخَمِيسِ, and on a Thursday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the animals on the earth. وَخَلَقَ آدَمَ بَعْدَ الْعَصْرِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فِي آخِرِ سَاعَةٍ مِنْ سَاعَاتِ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فِي مَا بَيْنَ الْعَصْرِ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. So according to this hadith, Adam alayhi salam was created when? In the last hours after Asr on Friday. That's why the ulama, because of many narrations, the most probable hour that the Prophet ﷺ said on Friday, every Friday, there is an hour that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua. The majority of the scholars and the majority of the narrations coming from the Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba state that that hour is after Asr to Maghrib on Friday. So we have a mission now. We have homework. What are we going to do, inshallah, this coming Friday? We have to dedicate some time for dua. You know, I'm trying to do some business here. Because the Prophet ﷺ says, anyone who teaches people good, he will get the same reward. So every dua you will do or motivated to do from now on, I will have some share, inshallah. So you make sure you spread the word. Inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. So please take advantage of this hour after Asr until Maghrib every Friday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our dua. We have mentioned last time the beauty of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Adam alayhi salam is made of body and ruh, spirit. The body is water and soil. Both are pure and purifying substances. Not just pure, purifying substances. And the ruh. We said that the body comes from the earth and the ruh comes from heavens, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the body has its own food, and the ruh has its own food. And we have established a very, very important Quranic fact. This fact is, anyone who tries to feed himself, his ruh, with the food of the body, it will not work. It will bring misery, depression. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed the ruh to eat and benefit from that comes from heaven. Dhikrullahi wa ma wala. But we learn important things from this fact. That aslul insani tahir. The origin of the human being is pure. And this is very important when it comes to tarbiyah and da'wah. Why is that? Because anybody who's trying to make tarbiyah for his own children or others, like students, or make da'wah to invite people to increase their iman or to Islam, he must remember that he is calling them back to the origin state, fitrah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us on. And this is very important. Why? Because there are three theories when it comes to tarbiyah, education and bringing human being and his spirituality. One theory says that the human being is born bad and we have to do tarbiyah to make him good. The Prophet ﷺ says, no, we were created from pure things. Wulidna ala al-fitra. The natural state, we are good by nature. But the environment will change the human being. And the third theory says, human being is not good, is not bad. It depends what goes on in his life. So our beloved Prophet ﷺ said, a hadith that most of us know the first part, but today I will remind you of the second part that is not coming. People, I don't hear people talking about this second part of the hadith that often. And this hadith is hadith sahih narrated by Imam Bukhari and Muslim. أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كل مولود يولد على الفطرة فأبواه يهودانه أو ينصرانه أو يمجسانه كما تنتج البهيمة جمعاء هل تحسون فيها من جدعاء إلا أن تكونوا أنتم جدعتموها. This is the second part of the hadith that is not coming. The Prophet ﷺ says, every human being is born in the state of fitrah, the original pure state with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created humanity. But his father, his parents, father and mother, or the environment will make him a Jew, a Christian, or a worshipper of fire. The Prophet ﷺ continues, giving an example from the life of the Sahaba. He says, how about an animal, behema, like for example, a sheep or goat, whose ear is cut, chopped off. The Prophet ﷺ says, this animal came complete to life. Do you think that his ear would be chopped off by itself unless one of you has done it? So my dear respected brothers and sisters, young and elders, our kids come to this world like a piece of cloth. It's white. And the environment will start shaping it. And this is very, very important. Why? Because at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, family was the strongest influence on the kids. Nowadays, family is making influence, but there is a major influence, which is the environment. You know, my son will be at home, but with the computer, he goes to where? To China, to Japan, to everywhere. So we have two types of bi'a, two types of environments. The physical environment that children grow up in, but we have a more stronger environment, which is the environment of ideas, the environment of example that they take through the communication and technology. So for that matter, and to close this point, which is very, very important, we were created pure, but the environment will influence us. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to read what they used to call al-maghazi, the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seerah of the other Sahaba. They used to read it every day for their children. Why? Because they want to create in their heads the environment of Iman and the environment of our heroes. Let me ask you a question. If I mention the name of Ibn Taymiyyah or Imam Abu Hanifa or Imam Shafi'i or Imam Ahmad or the great scholars or the contemporary scholars like Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, Shaykh Albani rahimahullah, Sheikh Farfour from Syria, Sheikh Dedo from Al-Maghrib Al-Arabi. How many of these names do our children know and recognize? Okay, so now put all these names in one basket and mention Messi, the other guys, Ronaldo, and you know, they know the details of the details. They probably know the size of their shoes. And how tall are they? Their weight. So we have to create this environment. We have to start narrating these stories, talking to them about the heroes. Even if you want to send your kid, your child to a medical school, bring the heroes in medical school, especially the Muslims, and tell them about them. We want to create the mental environment, because my kid is at home, but his mind with the technology is everywhere. He is in China, he's in Japan, he's everywhere. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from body and ruh, and he Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that our ruh goes back to Him every day. قَضَى اللَّهُ أَن تَعُودَ رُوحُنَا إِلَيْهِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ عِنْدَ كُلِّ نَوْمٍ قَضَى اللَّهُ أَن تَعُودَ أَرْوَاحُنَا إِلَيْهِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ عِنْدَ كُلِّ يَوْمٍ عِنْدَ كُلِّ نَوْمٍ Every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that our ruh goes back to Him every time we sleep. Every day. And we must remember every time we go to sleep that our ruh might stay. Let me give you a story. A young man, this is a true story, from a very rich family, educated, rich, mashallah, handsome, young, he got engaged to educated, good young lady. Before the date of the engagement, which was established like 2 months later, they discovered that the fiance had a disease. She had kidney failure. So the young man said, I'm going to back off. I'm not going to proceed. I'm sorry. 3 days later, he went to sleep. He did not wake up. And that young lady was given health by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our ruh goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every time we sleep. That is the design. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam every morning used to recite the dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that we are in the state of temporary death, where our ruh is connected to our body, but not fully separated like true death. Another story. This story comes from the town of my father-in-law. He told me the story. It's in his hometown. He knows the people in Palestine. He told me that an old lady was on her deathbed. You know, sometimes we use these terms and we don't know what's going to happen. She was in coma. They called her son, who lives in Chicago. So he bought the ticket. In less than 48 hours, he was there in Palestine. He got there. He told his brother, I want to go straight to see my mother. So he went straight and he visited his mother. SubhanAllah. Spent there a few hours. His brother told him, you are coming from a long trip. Come home so we can give you some food and rest. And you know, everybody's in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sat down for his meal. His brother brought him a cup of tea, put it on the table. And he said, okay, drink this cup of tea until we prepare the table, the food. He took that cup, put it on his lips. It was not part of his rizq. He died right away. And his mother, who was in coma, she lived 10 years afterward. These are true stories, my dear respected brothers and sisters, young and elders. The message here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is claiming our ruh every time we sleep. So we must sleep with the advice of Hadrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. إذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح وإذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء. When it's evening for you, don't wait for the morning. Be ready for death. And when it's morning for you, don't wait for the evening. Be prepared for death. The fact that we are made from body and spirit, this teaches us the balance. The balance in the life of the Muslim. We are body and ruh, spirit. So we have to make the balance. لا رهبانية في الإسلام. There is no رهبانية in Islam. We must always do the best we can. We must plan. And planning is called fikr. And we must do the best we can, and this is called juhud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the fikr and loves the juhud. That's why Islam offers a balance between the body and the spirit, the ruh. Between knowledge and faith, بين العلم والإيمان. And Islam offers a perfect balance between being the Khalifa on earth, responsible to work on earth, establish earth, and most importantly, to work and build our akhirah. Islam is the perfect balance for this. Okay, now let's go quickly to the ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفًا. And your Lord told the angels, I am going to put a khalifa on earth. That is us. We have a great responsibility. And we were created for a great mission. You know, if I ask anyone, do your socks have a purpose? Do your shoes have a purpose? Do your pants have a purpose? Your shirt? If we go to the body, does the kidney have a purpose? Does the liver have a purpose? How about the heart, the brain, the eyes? Every cell in the human being has a purpose. Now the question is, what is the purpose of the whole thing? If every single part in my body has a purpose, what is the purpose of the whole thing? My shoes has a purpose. Can you imagine a human being without a purpose? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that we were put in this life as Khalifa, somebody who is going to establish earth by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by providing the best example. You know the story of Bani Israel? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose them so they can give the example to humanity. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses anyone, that person or that ummah is chosen to give example. That's it. So when Allah chose Bani Israel, He said, the majority of people, especially back then, don't know how to read and write. I want you to live my Sharia, to live my deen, according to the teaching of your Anbiya, and show humanity the greatness of being a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the whole thing. And now the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the same responsibility. So being a Khalifa on earth means to live by Allah's commandments so other people can realize the beauty of faith, the beauty of Islam, the beauty of the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every time we don't do that, we are failing a little bit. So we have to work on ourselves. So this is the word Khalifa. The angels said, are you going to put on earth somebody who's going to shed blood and walk up with corruption? What is the purpose of this question? Was it an objection from the angels? Of course not. Because the angels are perfect. Perfect servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were trying to understand the wisdom, al-hikmah. Because they came to know somehow, Allah taught them somehow, that this human being is going to shed blood and walk up with corruption. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to teach everyone that His wisdom and His knowledge always will precede anything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't do anything without wisdom. And this should give us great comfort, especially nowadays. You know, we look at the ahwal of the ummah, upside down. Problems everywhere, ahwal everywhere. Basically, in every country that the Muslims are present, we have ahwal nowadays. But we must understand that this is part of the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must have yaqeen that this is going on for a purpose. So the name of Allah al-Hakim that the angels mention in the third ayah of this story of Adam in Surah Al-Baqarah is very, very important when it comes to bloodshed and problems and ahwal. We must remember that Allah is al-Hakim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't do anything except for the best interest for His servants. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is demonstrating His knowledge with Adam. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ Allah taught Adam the names of all things. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought them to the angels. And He said, you tell me the names of these things if you were telling the truth. The truth of the wisdom behind creating Adam. That there will be bloodshed and waking up with corruption. So they said, Subhanak. La ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana. We have no knowledge except what you have taught us. This needs knowledge. And the knowledge was given to Adam. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, young and elders, one of the most important things about Adam and his offspring, about humanity, in the beginning of the creation, in the first story of the Quran, is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Now listen to the beautiful ayah, and all the Quran is beautiful. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ Allah elevates those who have iman and knowledge among you. درجات. Many levels. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying it's iman and knowledge. Iman and knowledge are very important. And from the beginning, Adam alayhi salam was given knowledge. So the angel said, we have no knowledge. This takes knowledge. قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ This letter fa shows that Adam did it easily, smoothly. It's like second nature to him. Very simple to Adam to name these things. So Adam was prepared with knowledge to be the Khalifa on earth, to lead, to establish earth. فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ قَالَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Didn't I tell you that I know the unseen of heavens and earth? Now the six words will come that changed the life of Dr. Jeffrey Lang. Six words. وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ These six words changed the perspective of Dr. Jeffrey Lang, who was an atheist, a doctor of mathematics and logic, became an atheist because he could not comprehend the existence of evil. He could not understand why is it that God permits, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits his father coming home every day and beating him, his brothers, and his mother. How did these six words change his life? He asked his question, وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ If you go to the translation in English, it says, and I know what you conceal or reveal and conceal. So Jeffrey Lang asked, what did the question of the angels reveal and what did it conceal? What? He went back to the question. The question of the angels was, are you going to put on earth somebody who's going to shed blood and walk up with corruption? So this was the first awakening in the life of Jeffrey Lang. He said, I was blinded by evil. Because this is half truth. And every day, my dear respected brothers and sisters, young and elders, every day, the news want to convince us with the same thing. What? That humanity is lost. That evil is everywhere. that there is no goodness on earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is demonstrating through the question of the angels that this is not true, that among humans there were prophets, awliya. It is enough honor for humanity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created among us Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's enough. People are good. Many people are good. Matter of fact, the majority of people are good. It is the media that is trying to convince us every day that evil is everywhere, that evil is taking over, that khair is not on earth anymore. And this is not true. So Jeffrey Lang said, wow, I was blinded. Because the example of my mother, who was a good lady, was in front of me. I was blinded by half the truth, his father. But he didn't see the example that was in front of him. So likewise, this is a great lesson. Among humans, we have great people. People who help, people who give charity, people who sacrifice their needs for the benefit of others, people who sacrifice their money and time to benefit others, people who love others, people who respect others. And this is very, very important lesson. And we all recall the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ وَمَنْ فِي النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ اللَّهُ. That the day of judgment will not come to pass, and among the people is one person saying Allah, Allah. So this La ilaha illallah is so great that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not permit Yawm al-Qiyamah to start as long as one person is saying Allah, Allah. This La ilaha illallah in the hadith of Nuh alayhi salam, who was teaching his sons. He said, Prophet ﷺ told the Sahaba that Nuh alayhi salam taught his children. Nuh alayhi salam said, لو أن السماوات والأرض وضعت في كفة ولا إله إلا الله في كفة لرجحت كفة لا إله إلا الله. If the whole heavens and earth were put in one part of the scale, and La ilaha illallah on the other side of the scale, La ilaha illallah will weigh more. وَلَوْ جُمِعَتْكَ حَلَقَةٍ لَقَسَمَتْهُنَّ. And if we have the ability to accumulate all the mass in the universe and make all that mass one shield, and one person, one servant of Allah says La ilaha illallah from a pure heart, this La ilaha illallah, this kalima has the energy to penetrate all that mass of the entire creation. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, young and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a great honor. I would like to finish, since we emphasize the importance of knowledge, and we cannot Islamically emphasize the importance of knowledge by itself. We have to emphasize Iman with it. So, at the last day of judgment, the only question that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us is about our Iman. It is how much Iman we have developed in this life. So the ultimate question is for our Iman. And knowledge is important because it will help us develop our Iman. So both of them go side by side. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was quoted to have said, and this hadith narrated by Imam Tirmidhi, إن الله وملائكته وأهل السماوات والأرض حتى النمل في جحرها وحتى الحوت ليصلون على معلمي الناس الخير. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the inhabitants of heavens and earth, including the ant in the ground, and the fish are making dua, are praying, are sending blessings on those who teach good things to humanity. And this includes everything. includes every good teaching, but more the knowledge of deen. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتَهَا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ رِضًا بِمَا يُصْنَعُ. We will see later in the story, inshallah, next time, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the angels to bow down to Adam. The angels are doing the same thing every day to the sons of Adam and to the daughters of Adam. How? Anybody who goes to seek knowledge. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, and this hadith was narrated by Imam Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani and Sheikh Albani and others, that the angels bow down with their wings to the seeker of knowledge in acceptance to what he or she is doing. Just like the angels bow down to Adam when he learned the names of all things, today and every day, the angels will bow down to us because we are seeking knowledge. And I will close with the two types of knowledge. There are two types of knowledge. Number one is called العلم التكاملي, cumulative knowledge. This knowledge is the product of the knowledge of all humanity. A good metaphor for it, the wise saying of one Hakim, one wise man, who said, the reason why our generation sees more than our forefathers is precisely because we are standing on their shoulders. It is cumulative knowledge. How do we get this type of knowledge? By going to universities, to schools, sitting down with the ulama and reading books. Al-ilmu at-takamuli, cumulative knowledge. The other type of knowledge is al-ilmu al-ladunni. Al-ulmu al-ladunni is the knowledge that comes straight from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without a school, without a book, without a teacher. That is the knowledge of the Quran. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وإنك لتلقى القرآن من لدن من لدن. Quran is لدني knowledge. من لدن حكيم خبير. All the knowledge of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is لدني knowledge. And this is the knowledge that Allah سبحانه وتعالى has taught to Al-Khidr عليه السلام in the story of Musa عليه السلام. فوجد عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا من لدنا لدني knowledge علما من لدنا علما. What is the key of this knowledge? قال الله سبحانه وتعالى واتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله. So the key of this second type of knowledge, the لدني knowledge, is تقوى, is إيمان. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, واتقوا الله, have taqwa in Allah, وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ اللَّهِ, and He will teach you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your patience. وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.